Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff. Welcome back to My Dad Wrote a Porno. It's season three. Yay! I can't believe it. I've got Alice Levine.
Hello.
I've got James Cooper. Hi. I'm Jamie Morton. Hello. We're opening a brand new book by Rocky Flintstone. Guess what it's called, guys? I'm going to tell you. It's Belinda Blink 3.
It's genius.
It's the trilogy.
It is. The Lord of the Rings, The Godfather,
yeah.
Belinda Blinked. All great trilogies.
It's how people refer to it, always in the same breath.
Except The Godfather Part 3 is totally shit. So maybe we're about to embark on our Godfather Part 3.
Oh, God.
We've had a great run, though, if it is.
Yeah. But do you know what? We've had a great time.
Would you a doozy?
I think it's been a long time coming for people. People have wanted this back for a while.
I know, yeah.
Lots happened. The world has changed drastically.
Hasn't it just? I know.
I mean, Alice got a haircut.
Indeed, I'm bald as a coot.
Jim Sterling's president.
No, I don't think it's fair to Jim Sterling to equate him with Trump anymore. I think Jim Sterling's a better man, quite frankly.
Well, he is now. He's got a huge penis and comes blue. So
yeah, it seemed like a joke when we used to refer to it.
I know. We never actually thought it would happen. And now it's very much happened.
Oh, God, do you think it's our fault?
I think Trump is weekending at the Lazy Pea Ranch as we speak.
Oh, don't. I've always wanted to go there. Not anymore.
So yeah, the world is in turmoil. I think we can all safely say that's true. But the one shining light is Belinda. We're
that's
back.
That's a really depressing state of affairs, isn't it? If that's yeah. A silver lining.
The only thing that's getting the world through these times is Belinda Blink and Rocky Flintstone. It's worrying for us all, but do you know what we've got here? Don't know how, but we're here.
There is light at the end of the tunnel, and that tunnel is Belinda's vagina.
There's no light at the end of that.
It's a black hole.
Better men than I have disappeared into there.
So here we are again. What's happening in the world of Belinda? Like, where did we leave the book?
When we left the book, Tony had just blinked.
Oh my God, yes, of course.
And I think Bella was on the cusp of a big promotion.
Well, no. So Belinda had asked Tony whether she could have a promotion, and then Tony blinked, which I think means
no.
He's having none of it. Yeah, exactly.
Is a blink a yes or a no? We never know with Belinda, do we?
It's always a yes with Belinda. Has she ever said no to anybody apart from if there was a turkey sandwich before?
That's true, yeah.
It's the biggest cliffhanger since Jim's cock. What was happening with Jim's cock?
That was a cliffhanger. That was like hanging off, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. I just think it's quite nice that Dad's altered up his writing style. You know, he's now letting other characters blink.
Do you think that was just an error? Because it's not the first time that he's written the wrong character's name. Do you think he meant to write Belinda? So it's always confusing the passage of time, isn't it, in Belinda Blinked?
Well, it's interesting in that there is no passage of time, in that each book so far has picked up exactly where the other one left off. So really, there's no reason for them to be different books at all.
Oh, I think in this book, Tony's literally going to be opening his eyes from the blink and we'll be back.
Oh, my God,
back
straight in.
So not even a second or milliseconds passed?
No.
Okay.
The first line, Tony opens up his eyes.
Tony unblinked. Do you think that Rocky then has written maybe one huge manuscript and then he just arbitrarily tears it apart and that forms book one, two and three?
I can't think of any other reason why it would be this way.
I can imagine him not being able to save down files properly and so thinking that it would be too big. And well, so he'd save it in chunks.
Or he realised how lucrative it would be early on and did a kind of Hunger Games splitting and Harry Potter where he splits the books.
Genius.
He's like, I could make a fortune here.
And he absolutely has. I mean, those ebooks are flying off the proverbial shelf.
Was it
shelf.
Four or five now?
Four or five of each, I think.
Yeah, he's done well. He did recently get a new laptop that he bought in Spain because he didn't want to pay the prices in England. And the keyboard's all in Spanish. So last time I saw him, he couldn't work out what was a full stop.
How's a Spanish full stop different?
It's not the same. It's quite extraordinary.
What, they're in a different place?
Yeah. And I thought, do you know what? If you'd have had a Spanish keyboard this whole time, maybe your writing could have been excused. But unfortunately,
so Belinda's now like Belinda, or something like this, accents all over it. And
do you think people are ready for where this book might take us?
I feel like there's stuff he set up in book two that I'm excited to see if he even bothers to mention in book three.
Oh, like what?
Well, will she ever do that conference at the O2? You know, that big speech on stage?
Everyone's obsessed with that.
Honestly.
With all those women in their pinafores.
In their crumpled clothes, yeah.
And are Bella and Belinda going to be more of a duo than we've ever seen before? Because it feels like they're going to be...
the dream team.
Absolute dream team.
Well, some people think that maybe Bella's kind of doing like an All About Eve on Belinda.
And, a usurper.
Yeah. It's just going to slowly take over her life, morph into her, and then leave her in a ditch.
Oh my God, it's getting a bit Game of Thrones, isn't it?
Well, I guess there's only one way to find out what Belinda Blink 3 has in store, and that is to open Belinda Blink 3.
There must be another way. I'm sure we could just sort of like flick through it and just decide now whether we continue.
Oh my God. Should we play like chapter roulette?
It doesn't
like
matter what order you're in.
And just read them in random order because there was absolutely no story.
No, I want to know what happened after Tony blinked.
Okay. Are we ready?
Is there a blurb?
I don't think he's bothered this time.
Straight in.
Why waste any more of these good people's time?
Oh my God, can we try and guess what the first chapter's called?
Oh, that's a good game. Yeah, go.
The promotion?
Ooh, that's clever. Well, that's assuming that she gets it.
The staff meeting.
Both good. Both sensing that it's still going to be in the office then.
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, what do you mean?
No, well, let's find out, shall we? Belinda Blink 3, Chapter 1. London, Thursday, 1555, local time.
Local time.
Is that the year? Have we gone back 500 years? to the first pot and pan being
London.
Made.
26 AD.
Oh, God.
Strumpet Blumenthal is leaning against a barrel of mead.
The Black Death has taken the nation.
The Great Fire of London is but days away.
Oh, my God. I love this book already. Why is it so great?
So, Belinda Blink 3, Chapter 1. London, semicolon, Thursday, 1555.
AD.
Local time. Semicolon.
Local time. Oh. I love that as well.
So, London, Thursday, 1555, local time. Tony nodded and thought, yes. She does have great tits, but only for a second.
Okay.
What was the question?
I don't know. Wasn't he just blinking?
No, so the end of Belinda Blinked 2, the reason that Belinda gives to give Bella the promotion is that she's got really good tits.
Oh, yes. So, which they are. We have quite good authority that they
absolutely.
Are
absolutely. And so, James, you're right. He has literally continued the conversation.
Genius. Yes. Genius.
So she's going to get a promotion essentially because of her breasts. How do you feel about that, Alice, if you got a job on the strength of your tits?
On the strength of them? I can lift a grown man. I think she should obviously be appalled if that's why she's getting the promotion. But at the same time, she could take it because of those tits and then smash through that glass ceiling.
Absolutely.
If the tits are strong enough and if it's not double glazed.
Tony nodded and thought, yes, she does have great tits, but only for a second. What Belinda said made sense. And with the massive increase in sales, he could easily justify the new sales position to the board. What board?
There's no board.
What board is allowing all this to go on?
I'm bored.
Oh,
no,
Sir James
Godwin. Oh, Sir James Godwin is on the board, you're right.
He's the chairman, but does he have a board?
Chairman of the board.
Well, he is chairman of the board, but don't you have to have a board to be chairman of the board?
Well, there might be a board that we just haven't met yet.
Of trustees.
Can everyone just stop saying board? Okay, let's do this. Shall we interview her now?
What? That's not how it works. They've just got back.
Yeah, jet lagged much. Jeez.
Yeah, but you don't say, I think somebody deserves a promotion, and they're like, well, bring her in then. Don't you have a longer conversation about it?
Let her prep, for God's sake.
Honestly.
Should we, like, get a list of questions together?
Maybe some other candidates?
Yeah. She was promoted internally, Alice. What a racket.
What an absolute racket.
Belinda nodded and wondered if Bill in Human Resources would be assisting.
Yay!
Bill!
Yay!
You hate Bill.
I hate Bill, but I love the return of Bill.
Well, he hasn't returned yet, love. Just, she was wondering if he'd be assisting.
Oh, well, he won't, because it's a fucking waste of space.
They were like, here's a list of questions I always ask. Tell them I don't do anything. Good day.
Wait a sec. Are we just reliving, with a bit of an intro, chapter one from book one?
Oh my God.
But with more players.
Yes.
He's just going to copy and paste it, isn't he?
Belinda, the interviewee becomes the interviewer.
Ooh.
Also, he hasn't even bothered to change the name. He's just deleted the IND from Belinda. He's just like chopping down words.
Oh, Rocky, you absolute scoundrel.
Tony shouted through to Giselle.
But that's what he does in book one.
Oh, my God. Darling.
Darling.
Can you get Bella and Bill in here?
Bella, Bill and Belinda. Oh, my God, literally, he uses the same letters for all the names.
Why, yes, my sweetie pie.
Oh, what? God.
Since when?
Came the response.
I feel like they've not spoken two words to each other. Well, where's all this affection come from?
Maybe over the weeks, their, like, affections developed.
Okay.
And their love has grown.
Over the week. Belinda looked away in case Tony saw her smirk. Wow, she thought. Leave the offices for 5 days and lose the gossip trail.
As the old saying goes.
The gossip trail.
Also, has it been 5 days?
And also, has she lost the gossip trail?
Also, what is the gossip trail?
Also, what is the gossip trail?
10 minutes later, a panting Bella walked through the door.
Sorry for the delay, Tony, but the damn new key cards are all at the creek.
Sorry, they've had a whole new key card system put in the last 5 days.
They tried to lock Belinda out while she's out. They're like, change the fucking locks.
Don't worry, Bella, said Tony. Would you like a change of job?
Oh, wow. No foreplay then.
Bella paled.
What, like, went pale in the face?
Surely Tony wasn't going to sack her for the sake of a few faulty key cards.
Oh, so all the colour's drained from her because she thinks she's actually going to get the boot.
Get fired.
What a weird presumption to make. She's such an idiot.
And he's such a tyrant by the sounds of it, if people live in such fear.
Bella shifted restlessly on the white leather couch Belinda had sweated so profusely on at her final job interview.
This is what I'm talking about. Did he write book three before he wrote book two?
Belinda couldn't say anything. There was a protocol to these things.
What is there?
They're not following it.
I never have done.
Especially when HR was involved.
Oh, Bill's not involved. Bill is staying in his office.
No, Bill's here.
Bill arrived.
We won't know yet. We won't know for ages if Bill's there.
He is the worst human resources manager on the planet.
He's the worst human on the planet.
Imagine if there was an investigation into Steele's Pots and Pans.
Oh, which I would actively encourage.
It'd be shut down immediately.
Oh, absolutely. God knows what else is going on in there.
All she could do was sit back and watch Bella squirm.
I don't think a few faulty key cards would...
Tony interrupted.
Oh. Shut up please, about the fucking key cards.
Please be quiet.
Sorry, Bella. You misunderstand. We want to offer you a bigger job, reporting directly to Belinda. Key Account Manager International Sales, to be exact.
Key Account Manager.
Are you interested?
Key Card Account Manager.
Oh, my God, she's going to be a KAM.
You're kidding me, right? Squealed
Bella. Bella's just said what everyone's thinking.
Squealed Bella.
You're kidding me, right? Bigger salary, company car, expense account, reporting to Belinda, Amex card. I'll be a fool to say no. So it's a yes, yes, yes.
Oh, Bella, Bella, Bella.
She has presumed all those extras, hasn't she? That they were like, no, another five for a month, free access with a key card.
And a new job title.
Yeah.
I'd be a fool to say no, so it's yes, yes, yes.
Belinda laughed. Yeah, and lots of work, work, work.
Oh, all right, Catty, it was her idea.
Also, no work, work, work. She's not Rihanna.
If she thinks she's doing loads of work, she is delusional.
I'll take that as a yes, said Tony.
Well, she said yes.
Said yes 3 times. Yeah.
I'll take that yes as a yes.
Yes, yes, yes. I'll take that as a yes. Genius. Brilliant.
I'll take that as a yes, said Tony. Meet me in the leather room in 23 minutes to clear up a few loose ends, please.
23? It's too precise.
Stop it.
Also, to clear up a few loose ends, what's that, his penis?
That's really grim.
Hang on, so is chapter two called The Leather Room?
I told you, watch out.
Yes, sir,
exclaimed the beaming Bella.
That was the job interview. Do you want the job? Yes, you've got the job.
That's the protocol.
To be fair, the last job interview we saw, she got naked and answered no questions.
But so. At least it was 45 minutes long. That was about 2 seconds.
I'll write Bella a job description this very afternoon and send it to Bill in HR so everything is official.
She doesn't even have a job description. She doesn't even know what she's supposed to be doing. Yeah, I'll do it. Brilliant,
said Belinda.
What are they offering then? Do you want a different job? What is it? Dunno. Okay.
We'll write it up later,
said Belinda to a purring Tony. How she loved this part of the job.
What part of the job? Writing the job description.
I guess, yeah.
Tricking people into new roles.
Key cards, which bit?
Bella virtually ran out of the office, bumping into Giselle in the corridor. Congrats, Bella. Welcome to the team.
Sorry, what was the punctuation there?
Congrats, exclamation mark. Bella, welcome to the team.
Unusual.
Congrats. Bella, welcome to the team.
Bella was already on the team, wasn't she? Yeah.
Weren't they the Glee team?
Thanks, Giselle. What a week. But hey, what's that on your finger?
Da-da-da-da,
oh, I thought it was like a stain or something, like a bogey. I've actually just been picking my nose.
Well, I'm going to go with my guess.
They're engaged.
What's that on your finger?
Oh, just a little something Tony gave me.
Jeepers, said Bella. It's beautiful. Does it come with a date?
Come with a date?
A date, yeah.
Oh, not like, does he take you on a date? It's like, they're engaged, you idiot.
Oh my God, Giselle's going to be Mrs. No surname. Does Tony have a surname?
Mrs. Tony.
Mrs. Tony.
Are Bella and Belinda going to be bridesmaids?
Oh my God. Obviously.
Gross.
Belinda's going to be like maid of honour. Gross. Oh my God, imagine the hen do.
The hen-do is going to be the pits.
Honestly, cock straws, strippers, they'll be the works.
It's so going to be at the Pentagon or in Amsterdam.
Jeepers, said Bella. It's beautiful. Does it come with a date?
Giselle shrugged at her bosom gal pal.
Okay.
Not a phrase. Bosom gal pal is not a phrase.
I'm very excited, but don't tell Belinda. I want her to notice. You know what I mean?
I do know what she means, because
really?
People do that. When they've had an engagement thrust upon them, they often put the hand out, yeah, and just wait for you to notice the ring.
Mum's the word,
said Bella, and then looked down at Giselle's stomach. Sorry, is that the wrong word?
No.
What?
She's pregnant and engaged.
Is it a shotgun wedding?
Giselle punched Bella on the arm.
Oh, God, I thought you were saying the stomach. I was like, don't do that.
Laughed. Shook her head and went back into her office. So she's not pregnant.
Okay. Damn it. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Giselle was pregnant.
By rights, they should all be,
all
shouldn't
be.
They?
Yeah. Everyone. Tony, the whole office.
It was Friday, 9 a.m, when Belinda jumped off the DLR train and into the Millennium Dome building.
What? I thought we were just congratulating somebody on their potential pregnancy. Where did this come from?
Also, does the DLR go over the Millennium Dome and you kind of parachute in? Also, who calls it the Millennium Dome?
Also, the Millennium Dome is 60 metres high. It definitely does not...
Yeah, but guys, you know what the Millennium Dome is?
The O2!
So for people who maybe aren't from this country that are listening, two things. The DLR is the Docklands Light Railway.
It's like a really shit tube.
And goes nowhere near the O2.
It definitely doesn't skim the top of the O2. No.
Yeah, exactly. That's what the cable car's for, Alice.
Sorry, yeah, let's read that sentence again. Just
okay. It was Friday, 9 a.m, when Belinda jumped off the DLR train and into the Millennium Dome building.
There's a hole in the top.
She's Catwoman.
This is so weird.
The DLR is her Batmobile.
The Millennium Dome building. It's not called the Millennium Dome anymore. It was never called the Millennium Dome building.
It hasn't been called any of those things for at least 15 years as well.
How she adored its modernistic curves. Modernistic? It was built in 2000.
Isn't it just one curve as well?
It's 320 metres side to side.
How do you know that?
I just know.
How do you know that?
Well, it's 52 metres up, 320 metres side to side, and it holds 20,000 people.
What?
What is she talking about?
To be fair, more context. Alice works in the music scene, and the O2, or the Millennium Dome, is the biggest music venue in the UK now.
Yeah, there's a big one in Hamburg. No, I don't know. I'm just joking.
But it's where like all the big acts play. Like Adele plays there, Beyonce plays there. It is like the place to go.
And now Belinda.
I forgot that she had this booked in. So this is her public speaking moment.
Mm. Somewhere deep in its winding corridors, Belinda practiced her presentation, mouthing deeply. Suddenly, and without any warning.
Oh, what?
A small man dressed completely in black clothing appeared next to her.
A ninja!
A Millennium Dome building minion! Is he a smallish man or a small man?
He is the small man dressed in black.
The small man dressed in black! You gotta love the small man dressed in black.
Morning, miss.
Oh, hello.
He's a chimney sweep. That's what it is.
Morning, governor.
Dick Van Dyke there.
Morning, miss. I need to microphone you up for the show, the small man dressed in black said, in an even tinier voice.
An even tinier voice than what?
Than being small himself.
Oh, God. What? That's so conceptually confusing.
How small is he?
Small.
Nobody ever says, gosh, his voice was even smaller than he was. Different measures, surely.
Funny, Belinda thought. That a man so quiet was in charge of all the sound in the whole of the Millennium Dome building.
Ironic, isn't it? It's almost like there's so much sound in his life that he doesn't want to create any more.
Doesn't want to overdo it.
Do you think he's so small, like he attaches to her blouse and holds the mic for her? He's the clip.
Oh, my God.
Like a little borrower.
It's just a walking lapel mic. Oh. Of course, Belinda smiled. After all, she'd seen enough episodes of The Generation Game to know what went on behind the scenes.
Pardon what?
What
Sorry?
Are you on about?
Have you just had a moment?
to be mic'd up.
Have we missed a bit?
She's seen enough episodes of The Generation,
The Generation Game.
What year is it?
We'll have some listeners who won't know what The Generation Game is.
And oh, no. Quite rightly.
It's still on TV, isn't it?
Are you joking?
When's the last time you watch TV?
It's been on TV for 25 years.
Maybe I'm wrong. I have terrible knowledge about these things.
Do you just watch old VHSs at home with Rocky? The golden years.
We did love The Generation Game as a family, actually, back in the day.
But tell me, I might be wrong because we didn't watch it as a family. Do you watch them getting mic'd up?
Yeah, like, is there a backstage session?
Oh, God.
I don't remember that bit.
Like, it would make sense if it was Big Brother or something, but they clearly all wear microphones. Yeah, I don't know.
Did The Generation Game go live like 5 minutes earlier than planned so you could just see what's going on?
A live stream. I guess you'll need to thread the wire under my outer clothing. Is that correct? She said wickedly.
What? Outer clothing?
Yes, miss. That would be super duper.
Super duper.
Super fucking duper.
I thought as much, said Belinda, as she ripped off her blouse.
No, sorry. Not how it works.
No, you can untuck your blouse and push it up under. You don't have to open your blouse.
Revealing her heaving tits, which even at that time in the morning were weighing down her brassiere.
What, your breasts get heavier as the day goes on?
As the day goes on. Yeah, they can increase by 3 to 4 cup sizes. By nightfall, you can barely stand.
They're literally at your knees.
Honestly. It's
the gravity grows as the day goes on.
People don't realise it. It's why women often go to bed earlier than men.
The smallish man dressed in black ogled her chest.
He's my fave.
The milk tray man is lit. It's the best.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sorry. Do you need more space to work with, Mr. Soundman?
Mr. Soundman. Mr. Tambourine Man. Christmas the Sandman.
Give me a mic.
Oh, God. He's like, no, you lunatic, put your blouse back on.
She's torn it asunder.
Yeah. Sorry, do you need more space to work with, Mr. Sandman?
No, that's fine.
The small man dressed in black stammered back. Come now, if a job's worth doing, I thought you were a professional.
That's not the phrase. If a job's worth doing, I thought you were a professional.
It's even worse. If a job's worth doing, full stop, I thought you were a professional. In a brisk flick, she pinged off her bra and let her magnificent tits fall. There. Now you can place the wire anywhere you'd like.
There's literally nothing to attach it to.
Thank you, miss.
The small man dressed in black muttered as he excitedly lassoed the wire around her neck, then under each tit.
Sorry?
Sorry, he's not a professional sound man. He's like tying her bow around her neck.
To be fair, he hasn't got much to work with.
How small is he if he needs to lasso her?
As he lassoed the wire around her neck, then under each tit, which he held up by its nipple, and finally down her back.
Sorry, this wire's gone under her tits, round her neck and down her back. To where?
Up a crack and round the front.
The mains plug. Like, where is that going?
She's going to put her blouse back on, right, before she goes on stage.
She tore it off.
Oh, yeah, it's in like two pieces.
She's so used to ripping it on and off, I'm sure she's fine.
It's just Velcro now.
Yeah.
Once he was happy with the wire's position, he used lots of masking tape to affix it in place.
Just imagine him using a whole roll.
You also don't use masking tape. That's about as sticky as a clammy palm.
Oh, yeah, it's notoriously shit.
Oh, I was thinking like duct tape.
Oh, yeah,
me too. That's what I was thinking, yeah. That's gaffer, right?
Yeah, a bit of gaffer, a bit of duct.
Now you'll need to attach it somewhere, Belinda said. Yeah, yes.
This is ridiculous.
What? I thought that's what he'd just done. He's taped her up. That's where it is attached.
Belinda thrusted forward and shoved her sexy ass into the small man dressed in black's face. After all, he was the perfect size for an eyeful of her hot rear.
Hot rear?
So he comes up to her bum.
How tall is she?
She is quite statuesque, I think.
Yeah,
Belinda.
But he can only be 4 foot if he's coming up to a tush.
Yeah.
He's tiny, basically.
Yeah, he's this very small man. The smallish man dressed in black affixed a wireless microphone block onto Belinda's tight white leather skirt, slapped her perfect ass and said, "All ready to go now, miss. Break a leg, knock 'em dead."
Oh, he's so cute.
Well, he just smacked her ass.
Yeah, but... What a nice manner. Also, white leather skirt. Classy.
I love that we still don't know his name, as usual. But in this case, I feel like it's like, oh, he's just the crew. It doesn't matter what his name is. He's just the crew.
She's being dismissive.
Yeah.
She's the star of the O2. Oh. Sorry, Millennium Dome Building.
She's a headliner.
Break a leg, knock him dead. Oh, and here's my card. You know, for later.
He winked a smallish wink.
What else?
Belinda straightened herself, took the proffered card and moved towards the stage.
She's going on. This is it.
This is it.
You can call me Alfie, by the way.
Oh,
not now, Alfie.
He shouted.
Shouted, he didn't shout, did he?
You can call me Alfie, by the way. Add me on LinkedIn and we can connect again.
What's the point in giving someone your card if you're going to say, add me on LinkedIn? Also, who's on LinkedIn?
Such a business manual. You see, we forget that these books are about business.
I hate LinkedIn.
I'm not on it. God.
I'm on LinkedIn.
No, actually, I am on it and my nana added me on LinkedIn.
Hiya, Nan.
I was like, nana on LinkedIn.
I was like, nana, you kind of need to have a job to be on LinkedIn.
She's sending you happy birthday messages on LinkedIn.
Her profession was retired.
She just
wants to be on all the social media platforms.
That is hilarious.
Gotta have a presence. Gotta be in it to win it.
She needs to be traceable.
Oh, God, Alfie, not now. I'm trying to go on.
Yeah, exactly. You've had all that time, Mike, and they're up.
Also, why do pots and pans need to connect with sound men?
It's two spheres that could really benefit from one another. I'm picturing her walking on to like crazy raucous applause and he's like, miss, she's like, what? My name's Alfie. Alfie, you've given me your card. I'm trying to go on, sweetheart.
At Alfie Small on Twitter.
Alfie Small.
You can call me Alfie, by the way, he shouted. Add me on LinkedIn and we can connect again.
Belinda blinked.
Oh, God. I bet she did.
Drink. Belinda twisted on her heels, marched onto the stage, and in front of her, thousands of ladies applauded.
Thousands of ladies! This is who? I mean, who's in this audience? The entire pots and pans industry.
Thousands of ladies.
Well, no, who did she meet on that flight that was doing this?
They were doing charity tea at...
Vicky Woods.
Vicky Woods.
And who was the other one?
Betty Wilkes.
Betty Wilkes.
And they ran charity tea events.
What? But wait, that's two. You just said thousands. Who are all the others?
Well, it's the O2. I guess maybe, it's, like, I don't know. Is it,
yeah, but you're never just passing and you're like, oh, look who's on. Donny Osmond or some
door-to-door tea ladies.
Pots and pans.
Yes. Belinda was dressed to kill. Gone was the normal business wear of yesterday. This morning, she had a new white linen jacket with a Steele's Pots and Pans lapel badge. On her feet were a pair of Brian Atwood's famous red-coloured high heels.
Give them back! What's Brian wearing?
Brian's like, oh, I'm going to put my heels on. Where the fuck have they gone?
How is he a little J. Edgar Hoover?
How does your dad know about Brian Atwood heels?
It's an old fashioned statement in itself.
Oh, sure. Well, of course it is. They're very expensive.
Belinda's long, glossy black hair had been styled into a high bun. This was a hairstyle many of her audience could associate with.
They love a bun.
Now, I don't know a lot about pots and pans, but I do know a bun.
Hey, look, Marjorie, ain't she relatable with that high bun?
Really softens her face. I mean, this outfit doesn't sound like something you would wear. Like, it feels like she's seen, like, a NSYNC video and decided I'm going to wear that.
I also hate to state the obvious, but couldn't he have just put the lapel mic on her lapel next to the lapel badge?
This was a hairstyle many of her audience could associate with.
What does that even mean?
It brought poise and balance to her erotic body.
What every lady in the audience was thinking that.
But more importantly, it still gave her that common, down-to-earth look, but with glamour stamped all over it.
People love to be referred to as common, so they'll...
Common, down-to-earth, down a heel, downtrodden.
They'll lap that up. And in a Brian Atwood heel as well, my darling, so...
I don't know who he is, but he sounds great.
Sounds like a very complicated look she's gone for. It's evoking a lot of emotions for people.
Good morning, ladies, ladies, ladies. Her voice boomed around the stadium.
That is my favourite.
Does it say that? Is that the repetition of ladies?
No, I heard that. It boomed. Good morning, ladies, ladies. Her voice boomed around the stadium. Belinda wasn't nervous. She always knew she would one day play the O2.
She's not playing the O2.
She thinks she's fucking Katy Perry.
She thinks she's Bon Jovi.
And here she was. I'm Belinda Blumenthal.
And the sound is awful. What's Alfie done?
The smallest man dressed in black.
Did he not check the levels before he fucked up?
It's too many wires.
So much feedback.
He literally didn't sound check either. He just mic'd up and walked away.
Off. I'm amazed it's even on.
I'm Belinda Blumenthal, and I'm the International Sales Director of Steele's Pots and Pans.
Chaos ensues.
Impressed lady voices rippled through the dome.
Impressed, I'm so impressed. I'm so impressed, did you hear? I'm so impressed. Oh my God, I'm so impressed.
Very good, very good.
Oh wow, did she say what I think she said? Oh wow.
Have you seen a bun? Oh my God, Brian Atwood with the heels.
Look at the pin badge.
Impressed lady voices rippled through the dome.
The dome! Stop calling it the dome!
I know you're all wondering, what is new with Steele's Pots and Pans?
What an opener.
Oh, God. Well, we've had one order in a month.
Giselle's engaged. You don't know who she is.
Bella's got a promotion. All that gossip trail. They all want to know. Well, we have just launched our wonderful new range.
Have they?
the Oxybrillo range. And it's a very fine range indeed.
I thought that was an old range that we're trying to get rid of.
Yeah, aren't they trying to shift that?
Does every event she goes to, she just tries to pretend it's brand new?
So she's trying to flog it. She's like, it's really new and shiny.
Look
like
at this lovely dusty range that we've got.
I swear she said they just had to get rid of the last few units and then they could...
embark on a new range.
Yeah.
I swear that was what she said.
I'm sure.
So is that what Jim's bought? Fucking old Oxybrillo?
Yeah. I thought that deal was to just get rid of the last Oxybrillo.
But maybe that's what they say to each person to get rid of it, to sell it. Be like, oh, look, it is like...
not much left.
Yeah. We have just launched our wonderful new range, the Oxybrillo range. And it's a very fine range indeed. Perfect for all your cooking needs. In fact, everyone here today... we'll go home with a non-stick tin
pot. You and a car.
Did Oprah Winfrey ever wear that outfit? Is she entirely emulating Oprah?
Oh, my God. And also, what a disappointing thing to win.
What? A non-stick tin wok?
Is that what she said? What's non-stick tin?
Yeah, it says, in fact, everyone here today will go home with a non-stick tin wok. Look under your seats.
A non-stick tin wok under everyone's seat without them noticing.
Sorry, Millennium Dome Building.
Oh my God, this is the best night of my life.
You're not going to believe this.
Oh no, what?
20,000 ladies.
Shut up.
He's researched the capacity of the O2.
And it's full. Full to the brim.
It's full.
Oh, come on.
They've given away 20,000 watts.
So clearly they are still trying to get rid of it.
Well, they've just shifted a hell of a lot.
How did no one notice? Massive wok under your seat. It's the largest of the pans.
Famously. Okay. What is the cost of 20,000 bits of free merch?
For a wok, I mean, what? Like a tenner each, maybe?
No, more
they
than that.
They retail at like 30 quid, don't they?
Really?
RRP, I mean.
Oh, yeah, for a non-stick tin.
So you're talking about a quarter of £1 million. Investment.
In a freebie.
In a stunt, yeah.
Just so she could go, look under your seat.
A stunt that she wasn't even aware she was attending about 5 days ago. 20,000 ladies scrambled under their uncomfortable plastic chairs.
Not very ladylike.
And burst into applause.
With the pants.
Cheering as they grabbed their first prize of the day.
There can't be any more free shit.
Yeah, seriously.
You don't mean literally scrambled either, do you? They weren't like using the wok straight away. They're like, egg fried rice, everybody.
Stir fry tonight.
Needless to say, the presentation was a resounding success.
That was the presentation?
Is that the end?
She said, does anybody want to know what's going on at Steele's? Then gave them all a wok and that's it.
Well, to be fair, if you were asked afterwards, what do you remember? They were like, I got a free wok. Yeah, that was about it.
It's all a blur after that.
Outside, Belinda caught a taxi back to the offices.
Oh, that was literally it. Not even sticking around for like a meet and greet.
She's like... still mic'd up. Alfie's like running after her, but he's got really little legs.
Smallish man dressed in black. Outside, Belinda caught a taxi back to the offices where she would debrief Tony.
That'll be quick.
Tony, I've just spent £250,000 on rocks.
£600,000.
What?
If they're 30 quid each. £600,000.
Over £500,000.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Surely you have to get that signed off.
Tony's like, cancel the key cards.
Cancel the wedding.
Yeah. Close Steele's pots and pans.
Boy, oh boy, she thought. Are things picking up?
What's picking up?
It was a busy Friday morning in London, and the traffic was worse than normal.
What time was it local time?
It took 90 minutes to get back to her office. That was bad.
That's quite good. Hasn't she got to get from the extreme east of London to the extreme west of London? So 90 minutes is actually without traffic.
She made killer time.
That's amazing. Things are looking up.
That was bad, as she would now be under pressure. Her 4 o'clock appointment with the Duchess at the Ritz Spa was important to her. And she could not be late.
This book is literally copying and pasting bits from other books.
And that is the end of the chapter.
Has your dad used up all of his imagination? I feel like he's like, cannot create new places, cannot create new people. It's excellent, isn't it?
New characters. Small man all dressed in black.
20,000 new characters.
All with lady voices who are very impressed. The Duchess is back, James. Your favourite character in the whole of Belinda Blinked.
I wonder what she'll be wearing.
Where did we leave the Duchess?
Conked out on a bed in a motel, didn't we?
No, didn't she drive off into, like, down a dirt track?
Oh, yeah, Mad Max, yeah, I remember.
Belinda was like, here's my number. She's like, just drove off.
Yeah, so there you go. Chapter one down.
Well, that was great. I mean, I'm excited to see what comes next.
Oh, what's chapter two called?
Oh, yeah.
We've pretended we know, but it surely can't be the Leather Room Mark II.
Chapter two.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It's called Epsom Hall.
Ooh. Wait, do you think that's where the Duchess lives?
Well, she's the Duchess of Epsom.
That's her house. That's her pile. That's her country pile.
Oh, my goodness.
But I thought we were going to the Ritz Spa.
Well, who knows?
Oh,
I mean,
God.
This is Rocky.
He's probably forgotten.
Exactly.
Chapter two. Belinda was going to Epsom. So, yeah, I cannot wait for next week.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
It really is.
So we'd love to hear what you think now that Belinda's back. What did you think of chapter one?
Absolutely. Hashtag porno day is back in full flow. Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah. Amazing.
Don't forget, as usual, you can tweet us at Dad Wrote a Porno.
If you are more into the pictures than the words, which I think Rocky very much should have been, then
God,
it's...
God, no, can you imagine? Oh, Rocky on Instagram. No.
At My Dad Wrote Her on Insta.
And also you can email us. We do read every single one and we love getting them. It's mydadwriteporno@gmail.com.
And we've got a brand new range of merchandise we've just launched.
Yes.
Very exciting. We've created a collection of mugs, t-shirts, phone cases.
It's quite high end, really. Oh, yeah. It's bespoke stuff.
We've done some greeting cards.
These are going to fly off the proverbial shelves.
And the great thing is, you know, we'd love you to let us know what kind of things you'd like to see on some merchandise and things like that. It's very much a collaboration between us and you.
And now we're back for a new series. It would be absolutely incredible if you could write us a review on iTunes. It helps us find new listeners. It helps us keep going. And also it really boosts our egos. 5-star only, just because, you know, it's just easier, isn't it, to click 5 stars.
And also Rocky really enjoys reading the reviews.
Does he read everyone?
Yeah.
Aww.
Even from different territories. Guys, I am actually really, really pleased that we're back. See you guys next week.
Oh, for God's sake.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.